Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Whichever it is for you, here's the Morning Scramble
with Claire and Eric,
a Z102.9 podcast.
Enjoy.
What we are wearing now is, I'm guessing, what we'll be wearing at dinner tonight.
Yes.
Is that the plan?
Festive, fun. Yeah. I'm just trying to think of another F.
Festive, fun, and fabulous.
Fabulous.
We've got the holiday party here at work today, so we're both in the Christmas sweater realm.
You are not quite wearing a Christmas sweater, but it is festive nonetheless.
Shannon found this for me a couple of years ago. It looks like I'm wearing a motorcycle vest and then a short sleeve Christmas sweater that's open in the middle with exposed chest hair.
Yes.
And then it also looks like I'm tatted, but the ink was done in the North Pole.
You have a sleeve of tattoos up and down both arms, and it's all Christmas tattoos. It is holiday-rific.
It's eerily my skin tone.
Yes.
So I've worn this a couple times, and people think I'm actually got tatted up for Christmas.
That is the Christmas spirit right
yes.
there.
So we're wearing it to work. Then I need to change clothes because I legit have to go to a visitation for a family friend who
you
passed away.
You cannot wear that to
I'm
the
not
visitation.
Going to wear this to the visitation.
I was trying to think if you could just like put something over it, but no, because underneath is fake chest hair.
No. I will remove this and I will put on a different shirt.
Oh,
then
man.
Then I will put this back on because you and I are going to one of those pop-up Christmas restaurants tonight.
This is like one of those things in comedy where it's like, get dressed, put this on, put that on, and you're trying to like switch identities.
It feels a little bit like that. But if it was a true comedic show, I would wear the wrong, wear this to the funeral,
right.
Basically, and then I'd have to explain myself.
In true
comedic fashion.
I was just watching one of those silly little holiday movies where the mom is, she's a single mom, she needs a job at Christmas, so she gets a job dressing up as Santa Claus. And then she's got to, but then she also, of course, falls in love with the guy who owns the hotel.
What?
Yeah.
And he doesn't know it's her?
He doesn't know that she's Santa Claus.
Wait a minute.
So then she goes to the holiday party and she has to dress like Santa Claus, but then she also has to be her.
No.
And then she
gets her Santa. That's Mrs. Doubtfire.
I know.
That's the seat of the restaurant.
I know. Yeah. It was pretty holiday-riffing. I knew I had seen it before. Thank you. It was Mrs. Doubtfire.
That's the Mrs. Doubtfire scene.
Yeah.
Yeah, where she puts too much pepper on the shrimp.
And then her teeth fall out.
Yes. And then her mask starts to fall off while she's talking to the TV guy while she's drinking scotch.
Oh, no. What a great
comedy.
Movie. Not a holiday movie, but a feel-good movie nonetheless.
Oh, and as a kid, because we drove everywhere, we had a VCR in our parents' van.
Yes.
And we had like three movies. Mrs. Doubtfire was one of them.
One of them.
Batman, the original with Michael Keaton. And not Michael Caine. And I forget the third one, but we watched them over and over and over and over.
Some of that stuff just sticks with you.
Sure does.
Oh, my goodness.
All right. Well, from our holiday sweaters to you, happy Friday.
A very festive Friday to you all.
Yes.
And National Pizza Day is in February. But there is a day when we as Americans tend to crave pizza more than others. If you thought about the year and how it laid out, what would the like most ordered pizza day be?
It's probably going to be more cold weather than warm weather.
Yeah.
It's going to probably be during a time when you're sick of cooking.
You don't want to cook anymore.
It just shows up at your house. I'm also just trying to logic the fact that you're asking me this now on Friday, December the 19th. Is it Friday, December the 19th? Is that the answer?
Friday, December 19th. Let me look on page.
Is that right?
Two is not correct.
Oh.
No, but like March 29th during the Elite Eight, that's on the list.
Oh, I didn't even consider during major sporting events.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh.
Super Bowl Sunday?
I thought this was more just weather related or holiday related.
It can be weather and holiday,
I would have
though.
Said Super Bowl Sunday is not number one.
Super Bowl Sunday is number two. Took out Super Bowl Sunday?
Day after Christmas?
No, but you're getting warmer.
Day after Thanksgiving?
No.
Day after my birthday?
No.
Day after your birthday?
No.
Day after Easter? When is it?
New Year's Day.
I never think of pizza on New Year's Day, ever.
Really?
Do you?
Well, a lot of people maybe partied a little hard the night before. You're a little bit hungover. You don't want to cook. You just went through all of that holiday cooking and rich foods and whatever, and you just want something easy.
I guess it's also a football day.
Yep.
A lot of years. Okay, New Year's Day.
You will accept it?
I
don't like it.
I'm considerate.
I don't like it.
Is that your final offer?
Final offer, because this is factually correct. In 2025.
Oh, I'll be the judge of that.
Oh, okay. Well, according to what was sold on New Year's Day,
yeah,
in 2025.
Yeah, give me more facts.
He won't accept fact anymore. He questions everything.
I'll buy it. Sold.
If he didn't buy pizza, he won't
believe
me.
If I didn't buy it that day, nobody bought pizza that day.
Okay, well, most people did. Giant hurry.
I guess I was just thinking it's more like...
do you believe this fact to be a fact?
Why did I have to argue against the facts? I already have people hating on me for not giving my dog a bone on Christmas Day.
The guy who said no gifts for pets on Christmas comes. I don't agree with facts.
I hate facts.
Good for you, Eric. Good for you.
Lay it all out there.
Brace yourself.
What's on your mind?
It's mind-blowing, isn't it?
Time for some brain show and tell.
What's on your mind?
Major case of deja vu as I was coming in to work this morning. As you said, we have our big holiday party today, and we are getting cozy and coming together with our coworkers. We're having soup and salad.
Mm-hmm.
You and Ben are the salad boys.
Yes, we are. We're also bringing breadsticks.
Salad boys! Unite! I love this nickname.
Ben and I are the two guys doing salad.
Yeah, yeah.
We are the salad boys.
Salad boys!
I am chili...
Chili Claire?
Claire? Chili Claire was in charge of bringing chili, and then we're going to have a couple of other different soups, and we'll have your salads, and it'll be nice and cozy. Except as I'm bringing in my chili to work this morning, I'm like, why does this feel so, I don't know, dangerous? Why does this feel so wrong to me? And then it came to me. It's because I'm not wanting to become that scene from The Office. You remember? I think it was a Super Bowl episode, and Kevin had a huge pot of chili. He'd worked on it all night. It's basically the thing he does best. And he brings this huge, deep stock pot full of chili to share with his coworkers. But trips, falls, somehow the big pot of chili spills all over the office floor. And he's desperately trying to wipe it up. That is exactly what I had flashing through my head this morning as I'm walking in with a big crock pot full of chili.
I heard you come in, as I always do. I always hear you struggle with the lock for a second.
Yep.
And then the days...
The struggle is real.
Where I hear more struggle, I'm like, oh, I bet her hands are full. And so I hear you come in, and then I hear the door close. I'm like, oh, she needs help. I spring into action, and I meet you at the door, and you're just standing there with a coffee cup.
Yep.
I'm like, where's your stuff? You'd already brought it in.
I bring the heavy stuff first, and then I get the other things.
And the good news is it also didn't spill everywhere.
It didn't. I successfully brought in a crock pot.
I have to say, that has probably worked its way into one of the most iconic TV scenes in a long time.
But it got me thinking. Like, I brought in breakfasts for the marching band. Like, I've brought in food to share with people before. But the fact that I brought in chili.
I mean, it's planted in your head.
It's the most dangerous food.
It's like, don't drop it like Kevin dropped it. And then all you're thinking is drop it.
Yeah,
right?
I have expected to drop it.
I bet you if you were to find that set in Hollywood today, there's still chili remnants somewhere. How would you clean all of that up?
There's no fixing that.
There's no way. Follow this Christmas theory. When it comes to Christmas characters that are working their way onto, say, shirts, hats, meet and greets. Is it all Grinch this year? I'm seeing Grinch.
Yes.
Everywhere.
Kids writing letters to him. He's sitting on the Grinch's lap instead of Santa Claus.
I didn't know about this letter thing.
Oh, yeah. It's bizarre.
Did you just address it to Whoville?
I don't know how you get it to him. But they're very excited about him this year. We had, just yesterday was Grinch Day at my kid's school.
The whole day was dedicated to Grinch?
Yeah.
It just seems, clearly Buddy the Elf had a moment.
Yes.
And Rudolph, I love, is an ebb and flow. Sometimes it's really popular.
Sure.
Sometimes it goes away, comes back. But Grinch just seems to have been, it's like slow boil.
Uh-huh.
Right? You've got multiple versions of the movie.
So many.
Now you're seeing him pop, you know, meet Santa at Hy-Vee. Meet the Grinch at Hy-Vee.
Yeah, he's going to be there too.
Yeah. And then I'm seeing more clothing out in the wild for the Christmas season.
Yes.
That's great. Like, where is this coming from?
Apparently enough that they can have a whole dress-up day for an elementary school.
Who's orchestrating this? And the answer is probably the Grinch.
The Grinch!
time for The Buzz with Danson Eric Hansen on
Z102.9. Breaking news from the AAA. Holiday travel will be busy this year.
No way.
I know, they send that out every year. So that's never a surprise, but they always send out the best and worst times to travel, and this weekend is actually going to be the busiest.
Oh, really?
In terms of roads. More people are going to start their traveling this weekend just because the way the holiday lands, and you could take a few extra days and kind of build a vacation in. So overall, interstates will be more congested this weekend. If you have flexible plans, this is just the advice of AAA. Tomorrow, wait until 9 p.m.
P.m.?
Yeah.
I won't make it.
Don't you tell your husband to drive.
9 p.m.
Have your daughters drive.
9 p.m. Well, who do you think I am, AAA? That is a very dangerous time for me to be driving.
This isn't Claire specific. This is everybody.
You do not want me driving after 9.
You will notice a lot of traffic starting at noon tomorrow. Everybody will be getting up. Everyone will get going. And by about noon,
the exact time of my family gathering tomorrow.
You have that plus people going to family gatherings plus shopping this weekend.
Yes.
So it's going to be busy, right, while people are during the mall hours. So if you can wait till 9 p.m., that's actually advised.
Okay.
Sunday, try to get on the road before 11. That's more your speed.
A.M.?
A.M.
Okay, not P.M. Good.
Avoid 1 to 7 p.m.
Okay.
So those are the windows where to start and where to avoid per AAA based on people's plans.
Bless your hearts. Okay.
Next. You don't understand her life, AAA.
I don't live that life.
There's a line in the movie Anchorman. Well, that escalated quickly.
Yes.
Which seems to perfectly describe the weird winter weather that popped up across Iowa yesterday.
Yeah.
The state of Iowa was under a wind advisory, and then all of a sudden some snow snuck in, and we had a winter storm warning here. There was a blizzard warning near Fort Dodge. So that is where the Pocahontas school system is, and that's where this story starts. They found themselves in a blizzard warning, so they locked the school down because they couldn't travel. At one point, all roads in and out of Pocahontas, Iowa were closed. At 2:30, school was still on. The district said, we're holding kids until we get the all clear. That's at 2:30 p.m. Now follow the timeline.
Oh, my gosh.
School ends at 3:20. Students remain. 4:40, students are still here, and we've been advised by local law enforcement not to let them go.
Oh, my gosh.
5:40, if you live in the city limits, come get your kids. If you don't, we're holding them. 7:30 p.m.
I hope they had some extra lunches or something.
Anybody who stayed was fed food.
Okay, good.
7:30 p.m. was the all clear for the rest of the students to leave.
Oh.
They were stuck in their school for roughly 4 extra hours.
Oh, that is a long day. Please.
And if you can imagine, I don't know if there's a cell phone policy at that school, like if you don't have electronics. I'm guessing you go to AV and you just start showing movies in the gym, right?
Yes, we're showing movies and letting them run around and play basketball or whatever.
Yeah. Pocahontas had to hold their students for 4 hours because of a surprise blizzard that just came out of nowhere.
I wonder what their schedule is, if they're off on Friday or do they go back
next week? They're running a two-hour delay this morning. I think also because they showed some screenshots from some police road cams. It was no kidding, don't go out. Like, it was not safe to go out. But I don't know if that's a weather related. It's going to be cold as well. But also, those kids need a couple hours more sleep.
The teachers too. Yes. Like, oh my goodness, that's a long day at work
at Pocahontas Elementary. Whew. Elite casinos. This includes the Riverside Casino. Asked customers to make donations for veteran focused charities last month, and we are here to report $25,000 will be distributed across 5 veterans-focused organizations across Iowa, Nebraska, and Illinois. Just shy of 1,700 guests made some sort of donation. They also got a little bit of some fun. You either got some free slot play or a free bet. So the money's going to go to Disabled American Veterans of South Dakota, Disabled American Veterans of Hastings, Nebraska, Quad City Veterans Outreach Center, the Disabled American Veterans of Iowa City and the Quad Cities, and Marines Toys for Tots for Carterville, Illinois.
How lovely.
So those are the 5 organizations receiving their share of $25,000 thanks to the elite casino resorts, including Riverside.
And now, a pop culture update we'd like to call Z's Sleaze with Claire.
Think back to this summer. Do you recall Coldplay Gate?
Oh, gosh, yeah. It wasn't the Madison show, but it was the, like Boston or something.
Boston, yep. Yes. That couple that was on the big screen. Chris Martin kind of spotted them and they jumped away from each other. It was Kristen Cabot and Andy Byron. They both worked at Astronomer and they have been silent until now. Kristen Cabot just did a TikTok explaining her side of the story and kind of the fallout of what's happened since Coldplaygate. She says the moment cost her her job, exposed her to months of public shaming, harassment, even threats from people. She said, I made a bad decision and had a couple of high noons and danced and acted inappropriately with my boss. And it's not nothing. I took accountability and I gave up my career for that. That is the price I chose to pay. She said that she had a big crush on her boss. She said she definitely thought he was a good looking guy. And she thought, well, if I didn't work here. And then come to find out they're both going through marital separations at this time of the incident. I don't know if it's true on his side. She's only giving her side of the story.
Sure.
At least that's what he told her that night.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
So she said to have someone else who's going through the same exact thing that you're going through and to have that kind of support, that turned out to be kind of amazing. But when the moment happened and they were spotted on the camera and they dove away from each other, it was because she knew that her husband that she was going through separation with was in the audience.
But not where they were?
Yeah, they weren't there at the show together. She was there with work people from work. So he's a big prominent name in Boston. He runs a rum distillery and he's one from a very famous family in Boston. It was a very amicable separation.
The Paul Revere rum distillery?
He was a Revere. Yes, he was a Revere. So she was worried that she would embarrass him. He's an amazing guy and he doesn't deserve that. Well, he got that. And then she thought, oh my gosh, this is my boss. Boston's not a big town. This isn't a good look. It's not like it was an Astronomer event or anything, but there could have been investors, other staff there as well. She went through harassment for weeks. She said 500 or 600 calls a day. The paparazzi parked outside of her home. Death threats from people.
That I don't understand. For what?
Somebody, she was pumping gas weeks later and somebody recognized her, approached her and said, you're disgusting. You don't even deserve to breathe the same air that I breathe.
Because the story everybody heard is they're cheating.
Right.
It's a cheating couple.
Right.
And then you didn't hear any of the other information.
Her children didn't want to be seen with her anymore. They didn't want to hang out with mom. She said, I was so embarrassed, so horrified. I'm the head of HR. He's the CEO. It's so cliche. It's so bad. And we both just sat there with our heads in our hands like, what just happened? This moment kind of ruined their lives, basically.
It shows you, though, decisions have consequences.
They do.
And I'm not saying yay or nay to everything she's saying, but there's fallout.
She blames High Noon, man.
A few. I always love I had a few. You probably had a lot.
I had a lot of High Noons.
Yes.
Okay, it's not been a great holiday season for David Harbour. He's had some great success in his professional life with Stranger Things and some of the Marvel franchise stuff, but he's been getting a lot of bad press lately. He's been trashed as a cheater by his estranged wife, Lily Allen. She was just on Saturday Night Live sharing some of the songs from her new album. And it's deeply personal about his cheating. There's been some unconfirmed reports from Millie Bobby Brown branding him abusive on the set of their show. And now there's this report, a report of some weird behavior by David at a California restaurant on Saturday. He supposedly came running out of the restaurant with another person's hat, yelling, come on, dude, get me. And the owner of the hat can be seen chasing after him, saying, what did I do to you, dude? And the man eventually gets his hat back, but witnesses say that David spiked it on the ground and started asking people about the Iraq war and then got emotional and kneeled down to pray.
What?
Now, he has mentioned before, perhaps this is a bipolar episode. He hasn't mentioned specific diagnoses, but maybe that's this. I don't know, but that's very strange
behavior.
That's
all very strange behavior.
Very strange.
And especially from a bipolar standpoint, I'm guessing on meds, not on meds, like, or changing your medication, maybe?
Yeah, maybe.
And then you mix that with a glass of wine. Who knows?
Yes.
Right.
You're at a restaurant. I don't know.
If you want your hat, come get it.
Come and get it. And then he spiked it down like a football.
Weird.
Yeah. Taste in music is mostly subjective, but researchers at seatpick.com analyzed what is the most annoying song of this year, according to science.
Seatpick.com. Are they people who sell you seats for, like, they're a scalper?
Scalper.
All right. What else you got to do this time of year?
They analyze songs. They looked at repetitive hooks and lyrics, songs that have high frequencies, basically dull harmonies, and lyrical filler, like saying yeah, or la.
So those are the criteria for then, what's the category again? The worst song or?
The most annoying song of the year.
Okay.
According to their research, scientific research, they say it goes to Sabrina Carpenter for Tears.
She's good at adding a lot of filler.
Yeah.
Right?
Uh-huh. La, la, la.
Yes.
Then number two is Lady Gaga, The Dead Dance.
Repetitive lyrics.
Repetitive.
Say it again. And that's kind of a la, la, la there.
Okay, okay, okay. I can see where maybe some of those quote unquote annoying traits were in those songs.
I don't think they're overly annoying.
I don't think they're overly annoying either.
But I respect the work you put into it.
Thank you for your quote unquote science.
Get back to scalping tickets.
Yeah, that's what we like to call
Z's Sleaze.
I'm going to set the scene like this is a Charlie Brown animated special.
Basically, it is. I mean, it's holly, it's jolly. It's just maybe a little more competitive.
Yeah, you don't typically.
Although,
well, hey.
Lucy took
pulls
that football.
The football away every time from Charlie Brown.
Exactly.
So that's exactly right.
Mm-hmm.
Our cast of characters goes in this order. Instead of Lucy.
instead of Lucy, we got Kate.
We got Kate.
Good morning.
Instead of Pigpen, that's Tay over there.
Hi.
Don't love that.
Instead of Sally, we got Morgan.
Good morning.
Keep naming female Peanuts characters, I dare
and
you.
And instead of Peppermint Patty, we got Marcy.
Marcy is a character.
And we also have Marcy.
But you could have just been Marcy. I mean, that's fine. I'll be Patty.
Said Marcy. It's okay, sir.
That's the dedication.
You tried doing it on the spot. I first have to remember their own names before getting to the Peanuts names.
I loved it so much. No, Marcy, you are Peppermint Patty.
And here's Claire. We'll call her Marcy. Okay.
This won't get confusing at all. Thank you all for being here, going through that, and for agreeing to be part of this very festive competition that we like to call
Morning
Three. Two.
No rehearsal. No problem.
Why was I what are we starting with?
You gotta say one.
Okay, three, two, one.
Gingerbread Smackdown! Yeah.
Nailed it.
This is why live in-person radio is the best. Okay. Claire, you have a bag in front of you.
I do.
In that bag are not the kits for gingerbreads. That's already set up in the other room that's already been set up for the broadcast.
Yes.
This is the secret ingredient.
We would love for the teams to just go crazy, use your imaginations, and build beautiful gingerbread houses. By the way, our teams today will be Kate and Tay taking on Morgan.
Morgan Patty.
Present.
Okay. The kits are standard. You guys have the same. There's bags of candy to adorn your decorations. But wait, we have one final ingredient, Chef Claire.
Today's secret ingredient.
Paper?
Pickles!
Oh! Pickles! Mini gherkin pickles!
I love pickles.
100%.
You are not to eat the pickles.
Oh.
You are to use these festive, festive pickles in your gingerbread houses.
I mean, you might be able to snack on one, but we need to see the pickle predominantly displayed somehow.
Yes.
As part of
show us the pickle.
Gingerbread house.
The pickle's the star of the show.
Somehow, some way. Yes.
Yes, it is.
Maybe you're doing a nativity scene and that's baby Jesus. I mean, there's an option. There's an option.
What? No, don't give them any more ideas.
Sorry.
That's a genius idea.
Thank you.
That one was free.
Okay. Let's send our cast of Peanuts characters back to the conference room and let's start making gingerbread houses. You guys are officially on the clock with Gingerbread Smackdown on Z102.9.
It's the Morning Scramble with Claire and Eric.
Yes.
Z102.9.
All right, we take you behind the scenes. Gingerbread Smackdown 2025.
Oh, boy.
We're about ready to unveil the works of art coming out of the back part of the Z102.9 studios.
And that is exactly what has been created. Well said.
Well, I think let's start with the non-traditional approach. Let's go with team Kate and Tay, who instead of building a house, I believe they've built a scene, a Christmas scene. Where they're taking us inside
now, they did house. Tell us that together they have half an art degree. So I'm really impressed that they kind of thought outside of the box. Let's speak to our artists. Half artists.
Half artists. Actually, between they have a half. So this is quarter artist Kate.
Quarter artist, yes.
Let us know specifically what was the vision as you started putting this scene together.
Well, welcome to our pickle party. I have to give some of the credit
pickle
to Tay.
Party.
He was the one that's like, we're not following these instructions. We're throwing them away and we're curating our own vibe. So we've set up somewhat of a theater scene here. We've got a little pickle family in front of their little pickle bonfire. Mm-hmm. And they've got a little six pack over here. They're outside enjoying a lovely little pickle wintertime party.
I will say,
there's
attention,
a pickle six pack.
I can vouch for it. Attention to detail is all over this. They are all bundled up using some sort of, I would presume to be a rainbow flavored fruit roll up as a scarf.
Yeah.
Then you've got a little six pack. And then, yeah, they're outside. So the brick walls are actually facing inward because they clearly are in the yard doing what people do at Christmas time, building a bonfire and drinking Busch Light.
Okay. Yes.
How holly, jolly, and festive.
Yeah, that's how the Hansons do it. I can't speak for everybody else, but that's how we do it in our house.
That's very festive. What was your inspiration? Did the pickles give you trouble?
I think their inspiration was yesterday.
Yeah.
Last night was their inspiration.
Last night was inspiration. The pickles were very wet, so the pickles were hard to work with. Don't quote me on that.
We were paper towel.
The pickles were very wet.
That's a drop that will be added to the system. Yeah.
I will point out, Claire, they did a great job of finding a variety of sizes and shape of pickles to represent different people in their pickle family.
Oh, yeah.
Or friends. I don't know if they're all related.
We don't know. We shouldn't just assume.
No relation.
But they've also built a foundation at the bottom of the walls made out of, they've cut some of the pickles.
Interesting.
So you've got little circular cross sections of pickle along the back.
The pickles are people and also decorations?
Yeah,
I knew you were going to say this.
Yeah.
Well, actually, I knew this was going to be an issue.
Was that one of their, were there five people originally at this pickle party?
What happened at the pickle party?
What happened to Peter? Peter Pickle's gone.
No.
You go to a brewery, there's outdoor bonfires, and then there's just logs everywhere for some reason.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So the pickles are like decorative lumber, if you will.
Got it.
I see.
Again, don't think too hard about it.
Fair enough.
What do you call this?
This is the pickle party.
Pickle party.
Love it.
Pickle party officially entered into the competition. Okay. We're going to do a quick photo shoot, and then we will come back and learn about our second gingerbread house as we continue Morning Scramble Gingerbread Smackdown, Z102.9.
This is the Morning Scramble.
The Morning Scramble
on Z102.9.
How holly and jolly is this? A tradition for the Morning Scramble. We call it Gingerbread Smackdown.
I can't believe what was created. And honestly, we tell them it's an hour. They get about 40 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
But on my side was Pickle Party, which was more of a deconstructed, let's go outside the gingerbread house and set up a party. You, from what I gleaned, is a very traditional looking house.
Yeah. We've got Peppermint Patty and Morgan, who have teamed up to create a beautiful home. Can you tell us about your space you've created?
Okay, we went very traditional, focused a lot on landscaping.
Landscaping.
We have this poor little pickle man who we have affectionately named Dylan.
Dylan.
Love it.
He was on the roof.
He was
hanging
perched
up his Christmas lights.
Yeah.
He now has fallen and he is laying in a bed of pickles and gingerbread crumbs.
Do we need to call Pickle 911?
I think he's just sleeping.
Okay.
Don't worry. He's sleeping.
He'll sleep it off. He'll walk it off. Okay. He's going to be fine. Dylan's resilient. If nothing else, Dylan's resilient.
Nice.
Yeah.
We have called this Pickle Perfection because
Pickle Perfection.
It's perfect.
This is our own pickle palace. Pickle Perfection.
Pickle Perfection.
Claire, would you concur? You have a great sight line of that home.
Yes. This is holly and jolly. There is a pickle sidewalk leading up to the home.
The pickle path.
It's a beautiful pickle path. There's pickle planters.
Yes.
Yes. Garden. Yes. some flower box, flower beds.
The pickle has been incorporated heavily into the piece.
Well, they took the assignment very seriously.
Yes, it's priceless.
Well, they're professionals.
Precisely.
The P in Dylan is silent, so that's why you just don't hear it. But it's there.
Put Dylan.
Dylan with a capital P.
But Dylan is very clever because those were dill gherkins, were they not?
They were dill gherkins. Yes. Yeah. This is a classic, and it is down to the people's vote what they like.
Okay. We have all of the photos taken. So we have Pickle Party and Pickle Palace Perfection. Are those
Drop the palace. Just Pickle Perfection.
Pickle Perfection. Pickle Perfection. All right. Claire, you're the lead photographer. Mm-hmm. Photos up soon, photos up now?
Photos up soon.
Soon, okay. Just
very shortly.
We're working on it.
You know what? No pressure. Just poking my head in to see how it's coming along.
We'll get there. But any minute now.
Okay.
Patience, right. Please.
Patience, everyone.
Patrick, patience.
Patience. We will get those photos up. Voting will begin on the Z102.9 Facebook page. Thanks to everybody for taking part in Gingerbread Smackdown.
Thank you for listening to the Morning Scramble podcast.
Catch Claire and Eric live weekday mornings, 6 until 10 Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, on your smart speaker, or stream at KZIA.com.
Okay, have a good day.